Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Charles Pellegrino, the explorer and author, is here to help me unpack a new detail from the tragedy of Vesuvius, 79 AD, either August or October and November, it's unclear, and a man discovered on the beach, a Praetorian Guard hero, attempting to rescue people. He was killed in the surge, hundreds of feet high, hundreds of meters high, superheated surge coming off of Vesuvius early in the morning. But you tell me, Charlie, that why we know anything about that surge is from what happened 9/11/2001. How so?
Well, a lot of what we were able to see and confirm, in fact, what we were doing in Ground Zero was exactly volcano physics, because when it was all caught on film, the whole process of column collapse, downblast, surge cloud, this was the first time that the whole process was actually caught on film of volcano surge cloud physics, even when from the North Tower the cloud raced over the water, which Pliny the Younger, when he described what he saw, many volcanologists and scientists over the years said, well, that couldn't happen. But now we knew it could happen. And it's the physics of the cloud is what we were studying in there, which then looking back gave us a lot of information about what happened in Herculaneum and Pompeii, which got struck by some of the later surge clouds. And these clouds are very, very powerful. The World Trade Center cloud, as it surged out between 120 and down to 80 miles an hour, if you were caught by that cloud with all the debris in it at 80 miles an hour, it was fatal. And it ripped up buildings, it flattened cars. Many of the effects that we see in Pompeii and Herculaneum, including the very strange shock cocoon effect, where something can be totally disintegrated in contact with this force, with this cloud, and yet 3 feet away, delicate things survive perfectly intact. We see that at Herculaneum also.
You, in your book, you called 9/11 the American Vesuvius. This is, the book is Ghosts of Vesuvius, A New Look at the Last Days of Pompeii, How Towers Fall, and Other Strange Connections. Charlie, what is a collapse column?
That is the entire mass of debris as it's falling in a column toward the ground. And in the case of Vesuvius, all it required was probably, as you know, as you have this jet going aimed directly at the sky, it's eroding the throat of the volcano. And at some point, it gets too wide and the eruption stalls for a moment, and then you get everything collapsing down and moving toward the ground. And this happened 6 times throughout the eruption of Vesuvius. And it can be that it gets too wide to sustain the eruption for a few seconds, or that there's an avalanche into the throat of the volcano and it kind of hiccups and stalls, and then you get the column collapse, the surge cloud, and the surge cloud is what becomes especially dangerous.
I'm looking at the
about 300 of the people who perished on 9/11 had gotten safely away from the towers and were watching from nearby when the surge cloud from the collapse of the very first tower that collapsed, when it caught them on the streets.
I'm looking at the black cloud itself that came out of Vesuvius between the first day and the second day. And the black cloud settled especially on Pompeii, and only a piece of it in Herculaneum. Is that black cloud Does that represent the superheated air, all of that cloud, or is that ash?
No, that cloud is just a gentle snow of pumice and ash, and the wind was blowing rather gently toward the east, and that's why Pompeii was getting all this dust and ash building up, and many of the buildings that were destroyed in Pompeii were from 4, 5, 6 feet of ash, which is basically rock, and crushing the tops of the buildings. And all this time, into about 1 in the morning, if you were in Herculaneum at night, you would have been looking up and still seeing the stars, but you would have seen the whole sky blocked out in the direction of Pompeii if you looked east. It was scary enough, and there was enough quaking of the ground and enough noise that people were evacuating Herculaneum, even though there was no ash there. They were getting out of there.
And that's what the Praetorian Guard presumably was doing. Now, about that ash cloud, it has covered Pompeii. It has covered parts of Herculaneum. Are we still to discover things under the buried ash cloud of the buildings? Are there still things in there?
Well, Herculaneum is the most amazing place because the surge cloud that hit it was about 5, maybe up to 6 times the boiling point of water. And that means that if there was a piece of wood, and in fact at the suburban baths we found wood where there were termites in it, and instantly that wood burned through, fossilized the termites. And then you have other surge clouds that came over, and Herculaneum is buried under 60 feet of ash that fused and turned into rock. So even though the heat was much greater in Herculaneum, the level of preservation is amazing, much better than in Pompeii. In Herculaneum, if you see wood, you're not looking at a fossil impression of the wood. You're looking at the actual wood itself preserved. And there's a whole library preserved in Herculaneum that we are just beginning to be able to have the technology to read.
And in that library, we can speculate, are the lost Greek texts that we've only had references to in the Middle Ages, correct?
Right. It's a very large library, and we have from Roman texts that did keep getting copied. But we have to bear in mind that more than 99.9% of what was written, all copies of it have been lost over the centuries. And so there are papers that are referred to. For instance, Emperor Claudius was a historian, and all of his history books are lost. Some of them may be in that library. Even very early, the canonical and early versions of apocryphal scripture may actually be in there, because we know that Paul visited Herculaneum. He visited some of the nearby towns of Vesuvius and found that the early Christians were already there with their books.
We now here are told that there's more excavation going on the beach of Herculaneum, which is underwater now because the waters have risen since these days, and the excavations are going slowly. Do we expect to find any more of those rescue soldiers, Charlie? Because the man was, he died a hero.
There's much more to be found because only 1/3 of Herculaneum has been excavated. And if you only have one day in the area, even though Herculaneum is smaller than Pompeii, I would say go to Herculaneum, because places in Pompeii that are as well preserved as places in Herculaneum, where one part of the cloud that went through Pompeii actually was very superheated along this one river of what we call the Snakehead's effect. But all of Herculaneum is that way. And in Pompeii, those places are not open to the public. In Herculaneum, they are, the excellently preserved buildings up to the second story, beautifully, beautifully preserved.
Charles Pellegrino, the author and explorer, the book is Ghosts of Vesuvius, A New Look at the Last Days of Pompeii, How Towers Fall and Other Strange Connections. As we emerge from the pandemic and as Italy reopens, it's certainly highly recommended to take time to go to Herculaneum and Pompeii and Vesuvius and Naples to view what was a moment in time, 79 AD, August or October, we're not sure, This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.